Thank you for introduction. My research is about reduced salinity parameters with cultivation practices and products on the golf course fairways. As we all know, in the arid and similar regions, the total quantity of rainfall is not enough for turf grass to grow. And the high temperature causes a high evaporation, as well as the prolonged drought conditions put a lot of stress on turf grass. And the turf grass need more water to maintain its quality. On the other hand, the water quantity required from the organic aquifer is great. And about 94% of them is used for the agricultural purpose. Typically, the fresh water or potable water is not available for turf grass. And the quality of the groundwater has been diminished over time because of the great discharge rate. From the finger, we can find out the ground level in the Algalana Aquifer in Texas has been reduced very quickly over these years. The main problems in this water is it contains high level of the salts. The same problems have been also reserved on the effluent water. Most of them contain like 200 to 3,000 ppm of the TDS. If we continue to apply this water to turf grass, it means increase the supply, increase the problem, and it has negative effects both on soil and turf. Firstly, it will disrupt soil structures and make soil compaction, and the turf also will show some drought-like symptoms like discoloration or leaf curling. My major professor, Dr. Yang, did a research in the 2013, and they collect soil samples from 7 golf courses, both on the irrigated areas and the non-irrigated areas. After comparing the soil salinity parameters like EC, ESP, SAR, and they found all the three parameters are all doubled in the irrigated areas compared to the non-irrigated areas. These results may suggest the irrigation water helps to increase the soil salinity levels on the golf course fairways. These are the potential problems and the implication of the increased soil salinity levels. And we propose the following objectives. The first one is determine if application of selected commercial products with or without cultivation practices can reduce soil salinity with normal irrigation levels. The second one is to incorporate digital imaging analysis with NDVI to examine physiological benefits provided by these products and the cultivation practices. And the third one is we'd like to apply the portable X-ray fluorescence for rapid scan for rapid quantification of the salinity hazard in the fairways. But due to time, I will only talk about the first two in this presentation. Our research areas was located in the Ross Golf Course and the Mendelbrook Golf Course in Texas. The texture of the Ross Golf Course is a sandy loam and the sandy clay loam, while the Mendelbrook Golf Course is dominated by the sandy loam. Generally, the Ross Golf Course contains like 5% more of clay content than the Mendelbrook Golf Course. And currently, the Ross Golf Course uses groundwater for irrigation, while the Mendelbrook Golf Course uses the effluent to groundwater for irrigation on fairway. Our research areas were laid out with a randomized complex plot design with 3 plot arrangement with 3 replications. We applied the cultivation practices in the middle of 2015 and 2016. And all the strips were cultivated with a hollow tine aquifer slicer or left as a control. And each strip, it was subdivided into 10 plots. And each plot, we applied one kind of these products based on the label. Some of these products is calcium-based products like the gypsum, vertical D, D DG gypsum and the liquid calcium carbon. And the others, most is surfactant products like all the aquatrial products and the OSPS. We collect soil samples 3 times each year, in June, August, and October. After the soil sample collection, the soil sample will be transported to the lab for the EC and the soil pH measurement with a 2-to-1 method. And in the field, we measure the in the frequency of every 2 weeks, we measure the volumetrical content and the tool depths. With the turf quality, digital imaging analysis, and also the turf NDVI. Also, in the frequency of every week, we conducted the spectral analysis with the rapid scan gun for the ratio vegetation index. After the data collection, all the data will be analyzed with the PROC mixed procedures, with mean separation by least significant difference and alpha equal to 0.05. Finally, I will talk about some results we got from our research. The first one is the percentage green coverage from the digital imaging analysis and the raw score course in 2015. The x-axis is data from the June to August, and the y-axis is the percentage green turf coverage. Under these three cultivation practices, the black triangle is clarified, and the black dot is non-cultivated, and the white dot is sliced. From this figure, we can find on 4 of the 8 dates, the clarified treatments and a lower green turf coverage than the controls. And also, the slice treatments will never show any significant difference compared to the control treatments. This is because on the rose golf course, the clarified horse can be visible throughout the summer. And in 2016, the data was pretty similar with the data we got in 2015. This one is the ratio vegetation index, which is RVI, from the rapid scan gun and the Boris golf course in 2015. Similarly, under the Ross golf course, we can find the similar results as the previous one, which is the clarified treatments significantly reduced the RVI values in most of times. But under the Mendelbrook golf course, it's a total difference, a different result. Although at the beginning, the clarified treatments had a lower RVI values, but when the turf recovery, when time scale to the August, we can find both the sliced treatments and the clarified treatments have significant higher RVI values compared to the control. I think the main problem, the main reasons cause the difference between these two golf courses is also the because of soil texture. The Rose golf course contain more clay percentage than the Mendelbrook golf course, and it takes a little bit long time for turf recovery. This is also another thing about the ratio vegetation index, but this data is from the 2016 from the rapid scan gun. Similarly, under the Rose golf course, the clarified treatments in these years it also decreased the ratio vegetation index compared to the others. And under the Mendelbrook golf course, we can only find the increased RVI values under the cultivation treatments. It's only in the October, but the difference is pretty minimum because we can find all these three dots are kind of close to each other. Another important finding is also from the Mendelbrook golf course. which is the volumetric water content and the 3.8 centimeters. Also, this finger is also under these three cultivation practices. We can find the finger in both years, 2015 and 2016. The core affine treatments had a lower volumetric water content compared to the others. And this may suggest the chlorifying treatments and the Mandelbrot golf course, it could increase the water infiltration rate in the soil. But under the Rose golf course, the data was less consistent than the data we observed in the Mandelbrot golf course. Finally, I would like to talk about the soil EC from Mandelbrot golf course in 2015. The axis is the data, the soil sample collection, and the y-axis is the EC in microsiemens per centimeter. At the beginning of research, we measured the soil EC, which is the average EC is about 392 microsiemens per centimeter. This is the reason because we received lots of rainfall in spring of 2015, which helps to alleviate the soil accumulated from the previous drought conditions. But when times moves to August, we can find the value increased from the 392 to 966 millisiemens per meter. It's because in these two times of soil collection, the rainfall is very limited. It makes the soil EC increased very rapidly. Also from the August data, we can find the granular products like the gypsum and the vertical G, as well as the RSPS combined the vertical G increased the soil EC compared to the control. The part of the reason is because we collect soil samples just 1 week after the dry products application. When times get to the October, the average EC decreased to the 524 millisiemens per centimeter. That's because we received about 60 centimeters of rainfall from the August to October. This rainfall also helps to reduce the soil EC from the August. Also from the October data, we can find similar results. Which is also the granular products, gypsum, vertical G, also increased the soil EC in the October data. Finally, I would like to summary and reconclude my research. The first one is a high amount of rainfall in Lubbock in spring of 2015, elevated accumulated soil salinities from the previous drought conditions. And the chlorifying treatments had a negative effects on the above top performers, especially under the Rose golf course, and it also reduced the soil moisture under the Mandelbrot golf course. The third is the dry products generally increased the soil EC compared to the other products under the Mandelbrot golf course in 2015. And for the next step, we will continue to work on the soil samples for EC and the soil pH measurement. But in 2016, due to the lack of rainfall in these years, hopefully we can find more accurate EC variations among these products and the cultivation practices. Finally, thanks to the USGA and the GSAA for providing funding for our research project. Thanks. Okay, I would like to take any questions. Because especially under the Rose golf course, it contains lots of the clay percentage, and we can find the chlorifying horse throughout the summer. I think because of the soil texture, it makes a long time for the turf to recover to the chlorifying horse. Yeah, but and Mandelbrot cause the case is much better because it contains more sand and the turf recovery is much quicker than the rose golf course. Yeah, it's because of soil texture.
Thank you.
Thank you.